When you look at how much fast food, street food, and restaurant food we New Yorkers eat, it's no wonder the trans fat ban dramatically reduced our consumption of the artery-clogging processed fat. The city health department's been comparing before and after data and counting the grams. It's all in a brand new study. But does this mean regulation is healthy? Robin was all for the ban 4 years ago and is okay with sodas being next.
It's just loaded with sugar. It's nothing healthy. I think banning things sometimes is a good thing.
But Dane doesn't.
Absolutely not. I think it's really a consumer's choice.
Trans fats were something that was a little bit hard to control, though, because we couldn't just say, you know, hold the trans fats when we ordered French fries.
Right. Then order a salad.
The new data is sure to feed the debate. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds in Lincoln Center.